Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter May wheat 571 up 18, July 574 and a half up 16 and three quarters. Soft May wheat 525 up 17 and a quarter, July 527 and three quarters up 15 and three quarters. May corn 394 and a quarter up 3 and a quarter, July 402 and a quarter up 3 and a quarter, December 417 and three quarters up 3. May soybeans, 975 up 7 and 3 quarters. July, 979 now, up 6 and 3 quarters. And November, 954 and a half, up 5 and 3 quarters. May soybean meal, 324.80 up 340. May soybean oil, 3073 up 13. April live cattle, 162.15, down 47 and a half. April feeders, 219.15. Now 218.77 and a half, down 50, and April lean hogs unchanged on the day at 61.12 and one half.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we're about 25 hours away from two big reports, a prospective planning report, quarterly grain stock report. How much foreshadowing do you think are we seeing in the corn market ahead of the report with this rally?
Well, we'll see where we are at the end of the day. We also got to remember it's end of the month and
end of the quarter too.
So there's a lot of moving parts here, but the funds, you know, pretty heavy short wheat, short some corn, and you know, a little bit long the beans, for say. It's going to be kind of choppy 25 hours from now. There's no question about it. You know, we're still leaning a little less corn acres, a few more bean acres, but then two producers were heavily sold up on beans and still have a ton of corn around to sell. So, you know, there's going to be some old crop, new crop spread opportunities within the first 2 or 3 minutes of the release of the numbers there tomorrow, Dave.
Well, we haven't been above in harvest corn 420 since the beginning of January. Do you think if you're a hedger, you would want to put some orders in above that market benchmark and hope you and hope a knee-jerk reaction or a volatile reaction gets you something?
Well, from a producer's point of view, the report has to be bullish. It just has to be bullish with a producer because, you know, they've got a bunch to sell yet, so there's no question that the hope or the prayers or for an upward swing in here to get, you know, caught up. You know, our fear is the report's going to be bearish to extremely bearish, especially in the bean sector here, you know, off the intentions that we heard from last winter. But when you turn the VCR fast forward here and fast forward, you want to see what we're at in June, because these are just intentions. And what actually happens is going to be the dominant feature in here. And that's going to be, you know, dictated by weather, but no, it's going to give some opportunity. We feel producers need to unshed or move old crop on strength in through here to get caught up where you want to be and sort of protect your overall account here due to the fact that we have ample supplies of old crop here in the U.S. and ample supplies of old crop worldwide.
This has always been a report in recent years that has shown a lot of volatility, more often than not. So Do you think it likely this year will follow that pattern and maybe you could see 430 corn perhaps briefly?
It's in the hands of the computer traders. We don't have access to that ourselves, but the computers are going to dictate the first 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
They're going to get, if they get a buy signal, if a headline comes out, less corn acres, you can see corn up 20 cents. But the next headline comes out, the corn stocks numbers above expectation, you see corn down 20 cents. So you could have a 40 cent trading range, within just a matter of 15, 20 seconds. And that's physically impossible for us out here in the country to manage that unless you already have orders in, like you mentioned, to sell on a sharp up or buy on a sharp down to take advantage of those swings. And, that's been the main feature. It's not the fact that the reports of supply, it's the fact that the computer traders are dominating the market within, a few milliseconds once the headline comes out.
So let's then look at the soybeans and spend a little time with that feature. We've double bottomed twice this year, now around 937. And all the fundamentals are well known about soybeans, per se. Could what we see in these two reports be enough fundamentally to shove it under 937?
Well, it could very well. When you look at the numbers and the future down the road, we're seeing a situation where you go ahead and get the acreage and get the crop in the ground okay. It's going to be awful hard to see a huge up in the bean sector unless we see some type of weather concern. It's going to be have to be hot and dry, because, if we go ahead and follow through with the intentions, more acres and favorable weather, we're just going to be awash with beans throughout the U.S. and worldwide. If big bean numbers are bullish, then agriculture set for another bonanza of a record income and record profit potential for years to come. Because from a fundamental point of view, it's just awful hard to be optimistic beans unless we start shrinking the supply as we move forward.
Let's talk a little bit about wheat with the time we have left. It's shown pretty good strength today after a pretty significant down move in recent trading days.
Well, commodity funds have just been huge short wheat. I think they were short up over 90,000 contracts, probably a little bit too much. We're washed with wheat supplies around the world, even though U.S. supplies might be a little tighter. There's just plenty of world wheat around. And for those who want to argue the dollar and so forth, a higher dollar is going to shrink our export demand versus currency fluctuation. But we're seeing a situation where we're extremely dry out west. There's various where they're talking about some rust and other problems in wheat throughout. So we're probably in a situation where wheat could probably take the back seat here until we start to see some more reports of how it greens up and see some harvest activity here as we get more into June.
And once the reports are out of the way, we go right to weather, and I think we have to start thinking about what's going to get planted down in the Gulf area.
If you're a social media fan, there's a lot of activity just taking place. They're just getting going. Louisiana, if you look at the weekly state-by-state reports, it's going to show the most being behind in the south as far as corn plantings. You look at the total production in some of those areas, it's kind of minimal when you add up a large area of it. It could be effective down the road here, but they're moving. We'll see how the weather cooperates here and see how much progress we see over here over the next week or two. But the main thing is that the upper Midwest here, the heart and soul of corn and bean production, that's going to be more of a factor here as we get in the first part of April.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. May corn, 393 and 3 quarters, up 2 and 3 quarters. July, 402, up 3. December, 417 and a half, up 2 and 3 quarters. May soybeans, 974 and a half, up 7 and a quarter. July, 978 and 3 quarters, up 6 and a half. November, 954 and a quarter, up 5 and a half. May soybean meal, 324.90, up 350. May soybean oil, 3063, up 3. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.